Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And welcome back, everybody. 6 o'clock on a Monday morning, May 22nd, 2023. A week full of hilarity and sports talk and giveaways and all sorts of enjoyable things. And we start out this morning by saying good morning to the one and only Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. How was your weekend? All right.
Not bad. Not bad. I tell you what. Beautiful nap right on the couch yesterday afternoon.
Look at you. What's better than that?
I mean, it was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I had some sushi for dinner last night. Yep, I'm ready to go. Things are good.
What a sports weekend, though, man. The PGA Championship, Mets 5 in a row. I've single-handedly resuscitated their season.
How do you figure that?
Well, what do you mean? I go to the game. I promised the Mets I'd bring them a win. In dramatic fashion, I might add. And now we're rolling.
So you go to a game, you leave early, they come back to win, you don't even see the heroic comeback, and now you've changed their fortune?
Listen to the heroic comeback. Yes, I listened.
Okay. I you know what? I watched it. Why am I not responsible?
Well, you weren't there.
Well, neither were you.
Well, I was there. I went for 8 full innings. I told them, I said, listen, I promise I come, we win, I show up 5 straight.
All right, listen, that's fine. 5 in a row. Good weekend against Cleveland. They take care of business yesterday. I'm telling you what, I was so excited yesterday. They have a 3-0 lead. When the bullpen blew yesterday's game, if they would have lost that game, I would have been absolutely livid. Thank God for Marte.
Yeah, thank God for Marte. You finally scored first. You finally had a game where you scored first, right? Escobar's RBI single. Gary decided to try to score from third. Good call there because it was close, real close play at the plate. But then Marte, 2-run bomb, first extra base hit since April 14th.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's I don't know if you feel like this. He's clearly not 100%. Something.
Well, I think it was going to take him a while. Well, yeah, I mean, didn't he have double groin surgery?
Yes.
I've had a single groin surgery, and it's tough. So maybe it's just going to take him a minute. Listen, at this point, man.
I don't care.
No, whoever's going to contribute, I mean, hell on Friday, down to your final strike again against, I mean, is he the best closer in baseball, probably?
Yeah.
With Diaz out?
With Diaz out, he's certainly right up there. He's
right.
He's
last year
terrific.
He was probably, right? He was awesome. I mean, down 0-2, he singles, ties it up at 9, and of course, as it should be, Lindor against his former team with the walk-off single. And then, dude, I'll tell you what, the only thing... And this is being real nitpicky because Verlander was awesome in game 2. Does it not feel like every single time Max starts, there's something that he's dealing with every single time?
Because there is.
Every time.
It's a scapula. It's fatigue. It's a blister. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't think it's nitpicky. I think it's just right there in front of your face. It's very dramatic with Max Scherzer.
Like the only thing... that concerns me, you asked me on Friday, only thing is the sustainability of Max, like the durability of Max. Like when the time comes, will he be ready? And it's like every single time he pitches, it's something. Now it's the callus that split open on his thumb.
That's right.
That he had to battle and gut through.
That's right.
Well, it's like I think playing basketball likes, with a sprained ankle.
I think he likes to be that, you know, savior, warrior, woe is me. I you know, raise the level of my game that I was able to go out there and you don't realize how bad it is, but I'm Max Scherzer and I'm a warrior. I think he likes you, everyone, to think and know that.
Yeah, but we know he's a warrior.
But I think
that's like the first thing you say about
him. For you to know, like for him to know that you know that he's a warrior.
Well, some would tell him that I know that he knows that I know that the show knows that every Mets fan knows that he's a warrior.
Okay. Well, maybe because you have this close relationship with the Mets, maybe you could impart that knowledge over to him.
Do we need to send him like a DiPietro and Rothenberg like sweatshirt, hoodie, T-shirt, whatever that says, Max is a warrior, we get it?
Sweat and rosin, Max is a warrior.
Like we know, like every, before you, it's like Max, Bulldog. Like word association, Max Scherzer, Bulldog.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's very important for you to know that. For you to know that he's not going to go on the IL, but in fact he is hurt.
He's trying to give me a nervous breakdown, I think, is what he's trying to do.
Well, you know what? Expect it every single start. I'm telling you, there's going to be something every single start. But don't be this guy.
Well, I'm not being this guy.
They won five in a row.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm happy. I just said I was getting up. If you want to be a little nitpicky, that was it. I mean, the bullpen in the first game, the two guys, maybe just the one guy, but the two guys that have been good.
Well, I don't blame Robertson. I mean, that's, at some point, you're bound to allow a home run. I don't think, and to him, it's not really exactly that awful. The Ottavino was the one that really annoyed me in that first game.
Right. But, I mean, for the most part, they've been good. And then, I mean, that play that Raley made on the Kwan drag bunt with the backhand.
It was unbelievable.
And then the flip. Oh, what a play that
unbelievable,
was.
Unbelievable, right? Because on the dead run, if he doesn't field it and flip it right over, and then you have the heart of the lineup and Kwan is fast. And, yeah, that changed the entire complexion of that ninth inning.
Yeah, it did. And you can just see, I mean, you see the energy now. Like, I mean, you can see it. Finally, it's back.
And
team's having fun.
I don't know where this, and sorry to interrupt you, I apologize, but this somewhat annoyed me. By the way, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant, shop allamericanford.net, that's allamericanford.net. I don't know where this stems from, or maybe because they played Cleveland, but all of a sudden, now we have to have the conversation, would you make the trade again? Would you trade Lindor for Jimenez and Rosario? Yeah, of course you would. What kind of a question is this? Rosario and Jimenez they're fine major league players. Lindor is, if not a star, a step away from being a star player who plays every single game. Yes, you'd make the move again.
Well, I think the reason the question was asked is just how you would choose to dole out the money. Like Jimenez has turned himself into a really good player. He just signed a big time deal with Cleveland.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, if you had... You know, you're talking about $341 million. Like how you would decide. Like if you didn't make the deal and you now had a second baseman and a shortstop and all this extra money to spend, what would you spend it on?
But they have money anyway.
Or it's because you just can't do a radio show and be entertaining without making, you know.
These kind of, you know, would you rather have to do what's behind door A or door B?
Exactly right.
I think, I mean, come on. I like Jimenez too. Have you seen the year Rosario is having?
I have. I just watched the Guardians play this.
Right.
This
I week. Mean, Rosario's numbers are they're hideous, is what they are.
Listen, I mean, has Lindor played to an MVP kind of level that you were hoping for? No, I would say probably not. He had a really good season last year, but no, I don't think he hasn't been. I mean, when you sign someone to 10 years, $341 million, especially early on in the deal, like you expect the guy to be. A superstar.
Is he a superstar? No. Is he a... I mean, he's a very good player. And if you look at... Now, I get it. His average is bad. I'm not going to argue that. But he's a terrific shortstop defensively. Terrific. And he plays every single day. And he's got power. And he has a ton of RBIs. So, I would do it again. I understand there's this tact. Oh, I would, you know, reverse this. Bring in Jimenez and Rosario. And then you have a ton of money. That wouldn't even be a thought for me.
No, especially when you look at the lineup now. I mean, outside of Pete, right? I mean, it's those two guys. It's Lindor and Pete that are really the two guys that you look at this lineup and say have the ability to carry it when they get going. I mean, this is not the series either to do it. I mean, he had the game-winning hit on Friday. He had the he had a single in the eighth. McNeil with the sack fly.
Right.
I mean, Marte almost got picked off again.
That was close. That
dude,
was
did
very,
you hear this, though?
I'll
tell
dicey.
You what. I'll tell you what. Very dicey. I'll tell you what, though. The most concerning thing about the entire weekend was the notion that Alvarez could go down when Neto and Narvaez are back.
There's no way you can do that.
No, you can't do that.
There is. First of all, he's playing great. There is no way you can do that. If you do that and you're Epler and Showalter, everything that comes your way, you deserve it.
A little piece of me will die inside, I think, if that happens.
That would be an absolutely awful, awful decision.
Well, it just sends the wrong message, too, man. I mean, it does. Like, again, that eighth inning, he leads off with a single. Friday, down 0-2, gets a single off Class A to tie it up. It's just like, and his defense is good. Like, his defense isn't bad. I don't think, watch Neto and
fine.
Say, like,
he has trouble throwing runners out.
Right, but framing pitches and blocking pitches, he's good. Like, he doesn't, and he's got much more pop in his bat than Neto does. And Narvaez.
And he's young, and he's been hitting great of late. No, that would be absolutely
And he's supposed
ridiculous.
To be a foundational piece. Like, he's supposed to be, like, one of the pieces moving forward on your team. And he lengthens your lineup, too, man. I mean, him at the bottom of your lineup. You know?
I do know. That would be absolutely insane if they did something like that.
Yeah, I would probably lose my mind if that happened.
You know what? There's no way. They can't be that dumb. They can't be.
Oh, you say that.
I mean that.
Well, you say that, and then you also had the Vientos big home run, and then he sat the next day.
Yeah.
I'll be interested. I want to know.
Can we? And I know he had a couple of walks, and can we? Enough with Vogelbach. I can't take it with. I mean, he. You know what he is now? He is slowly becoming, and we'll morph into this conversation as well. Slowly becoming my Aaron Hicks for what the Yankees had to deal with.
I think he's probably already there.
For you think he's there now?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Hicks was just unwatchable and had a ton of money. So I did a little research on Vogelbach this weekend because he frustrated me so much. I went to the Google. Do you realize he's been DFA'd twice?
Yeah.
You knew that?
I was doing some digging myself the other day when I was giving you numbers and everything else.
It's clearly a guy that has not lived up to the potential, and numerous teams have said, you know, we can't with this guy anymore.
No, he frustrates. I mean, and on top of that, he's a one-dimensional guy. Like, he doesn't play defense. He can't run. He doesn't have, for his size, has no real power. So what's the benefit of a guy can't run that just gets on base? To clog up the bases?
But you see, gets on base. I mean, it's not like he hits. He can walk, right?
Well, no, but that's what I mean. So what's the benefit that you hope that he gets on base and you hit a two-run home run behind him?
Or he gets on base in a big spot, now you pinch run for him? I don't know. He frustrates me. He is, you know what? But I don't want to be this guy today. Can we? You started this with the Scherzer, something is always wrong. Let's be positive. Let's be optimistic. Five in a row.
I'm excited. That's why you paid $86 million yesterday. You saw it in game one and game two. Max goes out and gives you six, and then Verlander gives you eight. Two wins, five in a row. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, that was special. I mean, the Scherzer was good. I thought Verlander was great.
Yeah, Verlander, if you don't get to him early, it seems like he just settles in and gets better as the game goes on.
And his stuff is filthy.
He's got nasty stuff. I mean, he's still got the velocity, which is amazing at his age. Especially coming off, I mean, you look at his, like, if you just have some free time and you just look at his stats and, like, how many innings he pitched before last season, gets the Tommy John, comes back at his age, the ERA, all of it, ends up winning the World Series, Cy Young, and then to now come back this season. And it just, I mean, the guy is, like, he's one of those athletes that's just fully committed to his craft, and he's just fully committed to playing. He wants to squeeze as much out of his career as possible.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot left in the tank. Here is, by the way, Buck Showalter was asked the question, and here's the answer. Why was Verlander so effective?
A lot of strike ones. Tempo, he set the tempo. They had to adjust to him.
It's like Robbie going back out there for the second inning in the first game. You know, he gives up a home run to a really good hitter and then just settles in. Just doesn't waver. You know, he's convicted in what he does, and he stays with it. He had a lot of pitches working tonight.
He was special last night. He really was. That was a good pitching matchup. That was an entertaining game.
Yeah, well, you got two of the best going at it. I mean, it's not great for the offenses. And, I mean, Cleveland's offense isn't great to begin with. But, yeah, I think everyone was excited to see what it would look like when you had your aces, your guys you're paying all that money to back-to-back. And you got two wins.
And again, I don't want to get too negative, but the Carrasco is an issue.
Yes, Carrasco is an issue.
I don't know at what point you start to you know, I mean, you're like, all right, no, great, no more Peterson. Now we got Carrasco back.
Well, what are your better options? And, I mean, until you get Quintana back, what are your better options?
Well, but the Quintana's not coming back for still weeks and weeks.
Right. So I'm that's what I'm asking you. So, I mean, he's a problem, but how do you fix it?
I don't know what you do, but there's no way every fifth day you can trot out a guy who gives you almost no chance to win.
Yeah, but it's not like you're flush in the minors with pitching talent. That's the problem. That's why you have to go and spend all the money you spent.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's, I mean, you call it, you bring back up Lucchese? I mean, you tell me.
Maybe. You know what? Maybe. Maybe you do.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Of the illness I've had to deal with in my life, I don't think anything was ever worse than having
COVID.
Yeah,
we know. All you did was talk about it. Every single time you made a mistake, I have COVID. We heard it. You're like the Max Scherzer of radio hosts.
Look at me. I have pneumonia. How will I get by today? I'm heroic.
I was coughing up a lung. No sympathy. Your child eats too many hot dogs, and all of a sudden, now he's Typhoid Mary? Give me a break.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
That's over-exaggeration.
You know
what?
I speak with my hands. They're visual weapons is what they are.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, the big 7 o'clock hour. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, in Hackensack, in Old Bridge, in Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. That was a bouncy, fun, jovial 6 o'clock hour.
It was a solid Monday 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah, I thought you were good. I thought you were very good. I thought it was funny. I thought we got to some you know, real meat and potatoes with the Mets. Raymond even participated, and RJ's hair looks great. It had everything you could hope for.
I got this nugget. I had to double check it just because I didn't believe it when I saw it. Baseball related nugget. Right. So Trey Turner, who's a stud, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, World Baseball Classic, 6 games, 5 home runs, 11 RBI for the Phillies.
5 home runs, 11 RBIs. Okay.
That's in 6 games. Phillies, 45 games, 4 home runs, 10 RBI.
So I haven't paid that close attention to the Phillies. You're telling me Trey Turner has 4 home runs and 10 RBIs?
Yeah, Trey Turner in 6 World Baseball Classic games had more home runs and more RBI than he does in the 45 for the.
How many? Do you know how many steals he has? I don't mean to you know terribly put you on the spot, but obviously he's
not. Well, no. Why would you? I don't care. I gave you home runs.
I love what you gave me, but why can't I want more?
Care to give me stolen? Care to give
well,
me
because
stolen
you're
bases?
You're a stats guy and you have all this under these
he's
conditions.
Five.
He did this and then he did this, and I figured maybe you would have the stolen base numbers
five.
As well. Five.
Yeah.
All right, so it's fair to say Trey Turner is having a terrible season so far.
It is not the start. Well, I mean, you thought that. How many people after the World Baseball Classic were picking it to win the MVP? Wanted to be in Philly, was tearing the cover off the ball, and then now
can we give
games.
Acuna the MVP now?
Wow. Hey, I'm telling you, that extra year away from that knee surgery, man.
I mean, he is
back.
Just absolutely incredible. All right, so let's turn our attention to the Yankees a little bit. 1-800-919-3776. It wasn't long ago that the Yankees from the Yankee fans were in chaotic trouble. I mean, just everything is terrible. They can't win a game. Their pitching's not very good. Their bats are dormant. Judge is hurt. And all of a sudden, this 10-game Tampa Bay lead is now down to 5.5, and the Yankees are back. And on top of all of that, they say goodbye to Aaron Hicks. And I think most Yankee fans would say, good riddance, it's about time.
It's about time. So they bring in Greg Allen, who's a better option, let's face it. But here's the funny part about this whole Aaron Hicks. I mean, how long have Yankees fans been screaming about Aaron Hicks?
Literally years.
So this is the best part. So in his last seven games before they DFA'd
him. He's been good, right?
No, not even good. His splits are .353. He's got 4 RBI and scored 4 runs, 2 doubles, and a homer. And they're like, you know what? Now when you're playing great, we're gonna DFA you now.
It really is unbelievable when you think about it.
Well, they found a better option. I mean, this is someone the Yankees fans love. This guy.
Well, how could you not love him? He's got so much speed.
Speed, versatility. I mean, the other thing with Aaron Hicks too is, I mean, I guess you could make the argument before that even if he wasn't doing what was necessary offensively, he was a really good defensive outfielder. Which is not the case anymore.
No, he's a disaster.
Right. So, I mean, he's carrying that, like, whatever offensive struggles he's having, he's carrying that to the outfield. Maybe it's a Tommy John or whatever, but that should only affect his throwing. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that Yankees fans wanted. They got it done. Aaron Judge is back to being, I mean.
He is absolutely incredible, is what he is.
I mean, I think incredible is probably.
An understatement?
Maybe.
But look at what they've done now. So they split against Tampa. They go 3-1 against Toronto, sweep the Cincinnati Reds, who, by the way, just and I'm not making excuses because they beat the Mets, but they stink. Absolutely stink. So, I mean, the Yankees have really righted the ship, and you got to feel great as you head late May about the Yankees right now.
Right. So, I mean, right now they're 14-5 in their last 19, 6-1 on the road trip. They lead Major League Baseball in home runs in May. You got Severino back who looked good. 75 pitches, right where you thought he would be, 4 2/3. I mean, fastball was right there. I saw one at 99. I mean, Bader has been, I mean, I said this at the time, too.
A godsend.
Yeah, right. I mean, he catches everything. His speed, had that big two-run home run in the fifth. Aaron Boone was all set with the Peacock game. He's like, I'll show you. You want to start a game at 11:30?
I will not be here for long.
I'm going to get kicked out in the first.
I didn't involve myself at all in the game. Did you? You probably did.
I did, and it's a terrible, I mean, it's just an awful, awful idea. I had no idea it was on Peacock until I checked every single channel.
Now, 11:30 Sunday morning on a net, like, I didn't, so what did you do? You now started downloading apps?
No, I have Peacock.
Oh, you already have it?
Yeah, for some reason I have it. And you're going to need it, too, because the NFL playoff game is going to be.
Yeah, but I don't need it immediately. Like, I'm not going to need it until January.
Yeah, no, so I checked all the channels, and then finally I was like, I can't find it. I went on ESPN, and it tells you what it was on.
Right.
So I went on Peacock.
And how was the experience?
I hate apps. I just don't like it. Watching shows on apps, no problem. But watching live television on apps, I can't stand it. It takes away my greatest strength, which is my ability to flip back and forth from channel to channel.
So of all the things you're capable of doing in your life, flipping is your greatest strength.
I think right up there, like as far as television watching is concerned, I'm very good at once the show goes to a commercial, I flip over to a different show and then I'm back just as the other show's going to start.
I have like a PhD in that. I am elite at doing that. But
I actually enjoy doing it though too. It's not that I'm great at it. I enjoy it. I like the ability to flip all over the place.
I think most people enjoy the ability to flip and this
well,
removes
they've taken
that ability.
Us. They've taken it from us.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. So 11:40 in the morning and a game on Peacock.
Yeah, it's not really what I'm looking for on a Sunday.
Now, that's rough. I wonder what, like, do you think there's a lot of Yankee fans that just punted on the game yesterday? You do?
Yeah, I mean, it's Cincinnati. Yeah, it's a game against Cincinnati. It's 11:30. I'm sure there's a lot of people doing stuff. I mean, my kid had, I had soccer, lacrosse, golf. We had 15 things to do yesterday.
How do you feel about the 11:30 baseball game on a Sunday morning?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I'm sure the players don't like it. You know how early that is for the players, too?
Well, they probably get to the park at, like, what, 8 o'clock?
Like, 1 o'clock is early. Like, you used to have 1 o'clock games, which I love, but that's still early.
But 11:30 is early, early.
Yeah, 11:30 is early.
Yeah, and then nobody can watch it.
I mean, I guess it's good. I mean, I guess the one good thing about it, and maybe why the Yankees liked it yesterday, is because the game's over early. They got today off.
Right. So you get out of there early.
Get back, have dinner, go for a couple of drinks.
Let's not lose sight of the fact this is a big series coming up for the Yankees.
Well, yeah, with Baltimore?
Yes.
Yeah, Baltimore's ahead of schedule. They're a good team.
They're a real good team.
31-16, the Baltimore Orioles.
And they just had their way with Toronto.
I can't stand Toronto.
I think most people are of that mindset.
Did you see that jack wagon coach?
When he made the second visit?
When he went out to Manoa and made the second visit, didn't realize that you can't make two visits in the same inning?
Oh, what kind of clown is this?
Well, I think you know.
You do know.
It's embarrassing is what it is.
Yeah, that you get when you're too focused on the other team.
It's not a great look. Especially with all that talent, man. That team has so much talent on it. Good.
They're so yappy.
They're just too yappy. I know. Like
and,
that.
They've won nothing. They've won absolutely nothing, and they're so yappy with all their, oh, we're so great, and look at us. And they've done, what have they done? They've done absolutely nothing.
No. Just keep your head down, and then when you achieve something, then you can yap if you want to yap.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. So you have the app. Now, how would you even, you go into your, what, like your home menu, and then you look for the NBC Peacock logo, you find that, you click on that, and then it just pops on, or then there's work to be done?
No, it's the same as like when you go on Prime and stuff.
So it's just there, and you hit play, and then you watch the game?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm going to have Peacock all over the place? Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I mean, 11:30, man. Like, there's a lot going on.
I kind of like it because it's a standalone game, so you can watch the game and not have to worry about other games going on, but it is early.
It's early for a Sunday, especially with everything going on a Sunday.
But this is a weekly thing, right? That every Sunday morning they have a game at a, you know what I don't like for Major League Baseball is, in order to be able to watch, first of all, I pay for the MLB package, right? Which is a good amount of money. But now I don't even get all the games because there's going to be games that are going to go on Apple television. Then there's going to be games that go on Peacock.
Prime.
So, I mean, what am I paying for if I'm losing that many games right off the jump?
That's a great question. You should probably ask Sherry to maybe make an executive decision. Maybe we just get rid of the MLB package.
I like the MLB package.
Well, you just ask what you're paying for. I mean, if you're upset about it, just get rid of it.
Well, but I've already paid for it.
Okay. Well, keep it then for this year and then get rid of it after this year.
You know what? I just might do that.
Well, here's the problem with the 11:30 game and why it's different. Like the NFL does it. They do the early games. They're over in London. They get the 9:30 game, which I like because my whole Sunday is pretty much planned around football. As much as I love baseball, I don't plan my Sundays around the baseball games.
Well, yeah, because it's too much.
It's too much. I can't. It's just I had this. There's too much going on for me to be like, you know what? I'm going to cancel all these different child events to just sit home and watch an 11:30 game. It just so happened that we had something early, and then we had a window of time, and then we had the rest of the stuff during the afternoon. But it's tough on a Sunday too to tell the kids like, hey guys, it's nice out. Dad's got to sit here and watch.
So
watch
if you were Mr. Baseball and all you do is watch baseball and New York baseball matters a lot to you, think about what your day was yesterday. You had Yankees from 11:30 on. You had Mets from 1:40 on. You had a brief window, and then you had Mets again at 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah, full day.
That's an NFL day. That's too much baseball.
It's an NFL day.
That is too much baseball. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned Peacock and Amazon. I mean, and Apple, and don't forget about Amazon too.
I said Prime.
Right, which is a third. So you have to have. I mean, how much money do you have to spend to watch all the Major League Baseball over the course of a season?
Well, if you're taking what you're paying for, like, I don't even know what I pay cable-wise for SNY and YES.
I mean, you got SNY, you got YES. I have the MLB package. Now you have to have Apple TV. You have to have Peacock. You have to have Amazon Prime. You're talking about, I mean, hundreds of dollars to be able to watch all the baseball.
Probably.
Hundreds.
Yeah. And then last night's Mets game was on ESPN.
Right. They don't make it easy.
They do not make it easy, but they're making tons of money, which is all that matters for them.
Well, of course it is, and that's great. And that's why, yeah, that's why baseball will never go away, because there's so much money involved.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, that's the goal of every commissioner now, is to try to generate as much money as possible. That's why we have this, I mean, that's why we have an exclusive playoff game on Peacock for $110 million.
Which is amazing. They can't keep, like, guys employed with the league, but they can get one game at $110 million.
Yeah, sometimes we'll trim the fat, but then we're going to bring in another $110 million on top of it.
Keep it locked into us, DiPietro Rothenberg, today in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours for two chances to qualify to win a custom 2023 Ford Bronco and to score VIP access to this year's ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th, all brought to you by All American Ford. Did you see the contest, the first contest today? It's going to be called Fact or Fiction.
I did.
I don't like it.
Why?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, and I'll tell you why. Because RJ says, and I think the questions are terrific, the whole thing is terrific, except the actual execution. If you can get two of three questions right, you now win. That's what we are? If you can go 66%, you now win access to the VIP section at the Beach Bash? No.
So you want 3 for 3?
I either want 3 for 3 or I want 2 for 2. Why would going 2-1 mean you win?
I think RJ's the one that made the rules. I think he's a little under the weather. He's dealing with the COVID, and maybe he just felt like 2 or 3 is what should be done. I can't speak for him, and he can't speak for himself, so we're kind of in a
Well, pickle. How do you feel about it? But here's the thing. Here's the beauty of what today brings. We can change it, and there's really not much he can do because he's voiceless.
Yeah, but he also has the power of the keyboard, and he sends nasty text messages and chat stuff.
I mean, is it fair to say our point person is Raymond? Raymond.
Hi.
Hi. Can we change it to 2 of 2 or 3 of 3 and get rid of this loser 2 of 3?
I'm not going to make this discussion without talking with RJ. Come on, I can't.
I see what he's doing, though. And Dave, I'm with it. I'm down with it because this is a beautiful, like, wait till people see this thing.
So I don't want losers winning.
I want the creme de la creme of DiPietro and Rothenberg listeners to win this
loser.
Because this thing is, I mean, I'm telling you right now, I was talking to John Selman the other day. He said someone came in the dealership and tried to buy it already.
Already?
It's that sexy.
Why 2 or 3? Why not 1 of 3? Why not call, get 3 questions, miss them all, and you still win access to VIP at Beach Bash?
Now you're being excessive.
Why? Hey,
we don't do participation.
You're a loser. Why? That's my question. Why?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Move on from Aaron Hicks. What do you think the Yankee fan complains about today, Rick? Or is there nothing to complain about today?
What would you complain about? You just had a 6-1 road trip.
Listen, there's always something, right?
Like, what do you can complain about?
Brian Cashman.
Why? Boone? He did what you wanted him to do.
He got thrown out of the game early yesterday.
I think people like that. I like it.
I like
when
Boone
gets feisty.
I think that's the earliest ejection in the history of Major League Baseball.
It's got to be close.
I mean, how often do they start a game before noon?
Oh, it's just recently, right?
I mean, even years and years ago, they didn't start games at 11:30, did they?
I don't know. That's my recollection.
Well, in my lifetime, I don't remember that.
Although I did watch some Ted Williams clips over the weekend. What a swing.
Beautiful, right?
Oh, gorgeous.
Last guy to hit 400.
Was Teddy, yeah.
Yeah, 1941, 406.
Got to take the Ted Williams Tunnel when I go back to Boston.
That's up in Boston, the Ted Williams Tunnel?
Yeah, Ted Williams Tunnel.
We're making a venture this weekend.
To Boston?
No, we're going. Boston was an option. We're starting the college process.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be going down to South Jersey and to Baltimore.
Great. You're going to have some, maybe meet up with Mel, have some crab cakes.
You know what? I should reach out to Mel.
He knows all the spots.
We will be in Baltimore. We're going to be taking in the Orioles game, I believe, on Sunday against the Texas Rangers, which should be a good matchup.
Your Texas Rangers.
I told you the Texas Rangers were going to be good this year, and you guys laughed at me.
No one laughed.
Laughed at me. Their offense is prodigious.
Offense is good, yeah.
Now, RJ is typing because he has no voice today, so he's typing on our little group text. He says, maybe Rick can put in a good word for Ben at Harvard.
I mean, it depends on how you want to treat me. If you want to continually just take shots and be nasty.
I'll tell you what, you get Ben into Harvard, and I would treat you very nicely.
Well, no, it has to happen first. I'm not going to get him in, then you treat me nicely. You have to treat me nicely, then I get him in.
Do you believe you have the pull that if you wanted to, you could get him into Harvard?
If he played hockey, I could probably put in a good word, but he doesn't.
He doesn't play hockey.
No. It's my guy, Heavy D. That's the coach of Harvard.
Who's Heavy D?
Teddy Donato.
Ted Donato used to play in the NHL.
Right.
Yeah, I've teammate. Heard that name.
That's a name drop.
He was my teammate, yeah.
Look at you.
I'll never forget, we had a... So me and him got pulled aside in the change room. I'll never forget it. We had to go down to play a game for Bridgeport, and Teddy was not happy about it. And we got the pep talk. Hey, fellas, listen, it's only one game. You should go down there and win that game. And Teddy's like, oh, great, this is going to be awesome. And then his only concern was that he had to go to the bathroom before the game. We had to find a way that he could be comfortable finding a place to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, he couldn't play. It was like his pregame routine.
There was no toilet in the arena?
No, but he didn't like going in the arena. He's like, I have to find a place. Otherwise, I cannot go. I cannot play right.
So let me get this straight. How friendly would you say you are with Ted Donato? Very?
If I called him, he would know who it was, yeah.
Oh, all right. So you're not very friendly?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't speak to him a lot.
All right. So then, you're not going to help him get it to Harvard.
Well, he doesn't play
no
hockey.
I said
if he played hockey, I could help.
Well, I wouldn't think Harvard would be the only avenue. If he played hockey, you could probably help with a numerous amount of schools.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't have, like, I didn't go there, first
what
of all.
What can you
I
do for
accepted.
Me? What can you do? He's a pretty good baseball player. He'd like to play in college. What can you do for me right now?
Probably nothing.
Oh, great.
So how are his grades? How are his grades?
4-0.
How is his test scores?
Hasn't taken him yet.
Okay, well, there's still stuff that has to be done.
I understand that. He's
okay, just willy-nilly start endorsing him all over the place.
Well, why not?
Oh, well, I think you know why.
He's got a 4.0 GPA. He's a great kid. Why would you not? You know me. You love me.
I do love you. Is he doing any extracurricular stuff?
Well, I mean, he's on the baseball team. He was just elected to the Math Honor Society.
Well, that's nice.
Yep.
Any charity work? Besides
no.
Taking care of you, anything else?
No. Could he put that on his resume, on his transcript?
Probably.
Dad, almost incapable, help around the house a lot.
Yeah, I just put son of Dave Rothenberg. That, wow. Yeah.
You think my name carries any weight with any of these schools? You think there's like a few schools out there that are like, oh, wait, your dad hosts morning radio in New York? Let's get him in here?
No.
Or no?
No.
How about your dad hosts with the former number one draft pick of the Islanders? You think that does anything?
Probably not.
Probably not. All right. You know what? I was going to take it further, and because I'm a kind soul, I'm not going to take it.
Was it about stealing money? Yeah, it was. Of course it was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly.
Just
because
your mind is set
about.
There doesn't mean my mind is set there.
A bad guy.
Why do you think his mind is set there? Because you keep pounding him on it.
Pounding me.
Did you hear his NJ Diet read earlier today?
Yes.
If you're fat like Dave, did you hear that? Or no, that goes right by the wayside.
Did I say fat like Dave or the guy that wears a t-shirt in the pool like Dave?
You know what? Ipso facto, you're right there.
No, there's one skinny the people that wear shirts in the pool because of their skin. Ipso facto.
What do you mean because of their skin?
Because for the same reason you tell me why you wear the pool shirt.
It's
protection.
It's a combination. It's a fatness / sunburn issue.
Yeah, it's a body condom is
okay,
what
you
wear.
What?
It's what it is. That's what he's talking about, is it not?
I don't see how that correlates. No.
Whatever it is, why can't you be supportive?
Listen, this is the first time he's actually admitting that it's not totally the skin thing, so little by little.
It's a combination. Listen, I'm a heavy-set gentleman, and I don't want to get burned. And
I don't think
care.
Anyone really wants to see that. Let's be honest. Like, let's call it what it is.
That's a nastiness. You thief.
Ugh. It's unbelievable. I got a football nugget, too, at some point I'd like to share with everybody.
I don't even care. I honestly don't care.
You don't care about an NFL football nugget?
I don't think so. What team? Does it involve the Giants?
Both teams. I'm just saying, just remind me at some point because I had it last week and I didn't bring it up because I forgot.
We're going to go to getting to know you in just a few moments. Serious question now. Do you think there's a mindset around Major League Baseball that the Yankees are cheating with their pitching?
Well, I mean, you had just not just the pitching, but you had the judge thing, too. I mean, I think this is an easily solvable problem for Major League Baseball. Right? Like, they have the two kinds of rosin on the mound that they want the pitchers to use. It's, I mean, you have a first base ump and you have a third base ump. Pitcher walks out to the mound, check his hand, make sure there's nothing on it, and then whatever he uses on the mound, you're watching him use it. And they'll make the argument with the pitch clock and everything else, we don't have the right time to apply it and everything. Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I was listening to Jeff Passan, and Jeff Passan said, because Michael asked him the question, like, there's no, like, how do you know it's not, like with Domingo Germán or Scherzer, how do you know that it's not just rosin?
Right.
Like, I sweat different than you, whatever it is. My hand could be stickier with the combination. And Jeff made the point that these umpires go through training where they'll have guys come out with different substances on their hands, and they got to decide whether or not it's rosin, pine tar, or something.
It's almost like the taste test for the sodas.
Right. So, I mean, so the fact that the umpiring crew came out after the Domingo Germán thing and were like, no, that wasn't just rosin, leads you to believe that they clearly thought he was doing something else.
And then how about Schmidt?
No, they let him wash his hand.
I mean, the whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, if you wanted to, I don't. First of all, you own the company that makes the baseballs, and apparently that the trial going on right now with the tacky baseball is not going well.
Great.
I just don't understand. Like, you want them to use a certain kind of rosin. It's on the mound. Check them before they get out there. Like, just tell them, you're not allowed to apply anything unless you're on the mound. And we're going to check you before every inning. Otherwise, I mean, whatever else you're using in the dugout or in the clubhouse is not
allowed.
Not allowed.
Yeah, the whole thing is very strange, and it feels like there's always a loophole to the system. And I mean, listen, you saw it with Germán multiple times. Now you see it with Schmidt. And I just think that there's going to be this mindset the Yankees are doing something that they're probably not supposed to be doing.
Well, you had it in Syracuse too, didn't? A couple of the I was like back-to-back days, wasn't it? That two of the Mets pitchers got kicked out for sticky stuff.
I think Dylan Bundy.
I think it was back-to-back days.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the amazing thing is, I think Bundy's ERA was over 10.
Well, maybe that's why he decided he wanted to get a little sticky
doing
with it.
Is clearly not even working.
Well, that was like my niece last night. She took a test and she's like, well, because I guess how they do it now when you're doing online classes is they can track your eye movements while you're taking the test.
Oh my god.
To make sure you're not cheating. Like, it's
what happens if you have shifty eyes by nature?
That's what I said. But I also said, she's like, well, I got nervous because the computer screen that you guys have is bigger than our computer screen. So I couldn't tell if like my eyes were moving around. I was like, what'd you get? And she told me your grade. I was like, you'd have to be some kind of idiot to be cheating and get that grade.
She did poorly.
She's not too good. I was like, if they thought you were cheating and you got that grade, they may kick you out of school.
Right. If you're cheating, you better do well.
Right. Like, how are they going to say, oh, well, your eyes are moving all over the place? Yeah, but I got to look at the rate I got.
Like, even if Dylan Bundy's cheating, his ERA is 10. Who, you know, it cheat your face off.
Right, or just, they have the ability. Like, David Cone, during the game, goes to the spin rates. Like, so they have it. So if you feel like a guy you don't know for sure, but you know his hand is sticky and his spin rates are no different than usual.
Right.
It's such an inexact science.
It's inexact, and there's really no... I get it that they're trained to see if guys are using illegal substances, but it's really just so unknown.
Well, once you do get kicked out of the game, too, I mean, 10 games is a punitive punishment.
Well, it's really one start.
Well, but for the team, too, because you're still, I mean, you're taking a roster spot, though, too.
Right. That's that I think, is actually the bigger blow.
Well, that's the deterrent, too, is like, I mean, at a certain point, you're affecting your team like that. The team's like, hey. Like, even Judge said afterwards about the Domingo Germán thing, he's going to speak to him. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, be better. I agree. Let's go to Steve in the truck. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Rick. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Steve. What's up, buddy?
First off, shout out to RJ. Feel better, buddy. And the Yankees aren't cheating. I mean, I wanted to talk about something else, but I just wanted to throw that in there. They're not. I mean, you know, like you said, you go back to these spin rates and, you know, I think they'd be doing a lot better if they were cheating. I think Major League Baseball really needs to get their act together with this and figure out a way to make this a little more so people aren't putting it on in the dugout and things like that. But so real quick, so I'm about the Yankees. I'm not one of these fans that complain about everything. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I think I'm excited about the way they're playing right now. I'm actually a little more excited this year than I was about last year. That start that they had last year was a fluke. And whenever, in my opinion, a team starts off that way, and the same thing with the Jets. I'm a Jets fan. It always falls apart. I want to see them fight, and it looks like they're actually fighting this year. I'm a lot more excited now, and I and they're only going to get better with the pitching they're going to get back and some of the pieces that they're getting back. So I'm a lot more excited about this year. I'd like to see what you guys think about that.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and thanks for the call. I don't know that I'd be at the time. I mean, they had the best record. They were on verge of like having the best record in the history of baseball. I don't know that I would be more excited this year than I was last year. But now knowing, you know, in the rearview mirror what last year turned itself into, yeah, I think you should be excited for this season. I think you have the potential to get real weapons back, right? I mean, Severino comes back. That's huge. Stanton, at some point, you got to figure is going to come back. That's huge. And of course, Rodon could come back, which would also be huge. And then the deadline. And then you move on from Hicks. So I don't know if you're a Yankees fan this morning, how you couldn't be excited. More excited than last year? I don't know. That, to me, feels like kind of revisionist history, but certainly very excited.
Yeah, you got to ask yourself, do you have the pieces that can allow you to hit in the postseason? Or if the home runs dry up, like are you a versatile enough offense to find a way to generate runs? I mean, that's been the problem.
Yeah, I don't know that they are.
Well, I think the addition of Volpe and his ability to, I mean, once he gets on first base, to steal second, like that speed element, Bader adds a speed element. LeMahieu healthy will help if he can stay healthy. I mean, Aaron Judge is the big one. I mean, team is going to win a World Series, he has to.
But Aaron Judge has to produce. I mean, last postseason, let's be honest, he was bad.
That he was bad, and that's the beauty of what Derek Jeter was. Look at Derek Jeter's numbers in the regular season and the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost identical. He's the same player.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is why he's Derek Jeter. But that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter how prodigious you are during the regular season. It's important. And Julius Randle's feeling all this too. I mean, the expectation is that you get to the postseason, your best players still have to be your best players. They have to be, I mean, the guy they were in the regular season has to be the guy they are in the playoffs.
And he was bad last postseason.
He was not good, no.
There's no, listen, he's great. I love him, if not the best player, second best player in baseball. He was bad last postseason.
Yeah, compared to the regular season that he had. And, I mean, listen, he dragged you second half. And maybe this was just mentally worn down from trying to chase 62 and everything else. But, yeah, like, I mean, he's health, number one. And then Aaron Judge has got to be great.
Pitching.
And you got to find a way. Yeah, but you got
to
find a way. I mean, that's the thing, though.
The postseason.
Because we heard it after last year. Oh, this would have been a completely different ball game if LeMahieu was healthy and Benintendi was healthy. You know, guys in the lineup that were bat-to-ball guys that could put balls in play and we could manufacture runs. Well, you got a couple guys like that, and you have to find a way. That's the biggest thing that's been missing is the ability to hit in the postseason.
Yep. All right, let's move away from baseball a little bit, and let's play a game called Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
On DNR.
I don't know who you are.
This is... oh, my God. Now, Getting to Know You is brought to you by Sharp Hat. All right, now, RJ is voiceless today. And the voice you'll hear running point on Getting to Know You is the elite Raymond J. Santiago. Raymond?
Please keep it clean. Just keep it clean. That's all I ask.
I can make no promise.
I'm going to get real dirty.
I feel like this is a good set of questions today. This should be fun.
Who created these questions?
Oh, these are definitely an RJ vehicle.
Oh, this is an RJ vehicle.
I want to get to know Ray Santiago at some point.
Yeah, you want to play Ray?
You tried this last week. And again, this is not getting to know Ray. This is getting to know you, meaning the host of the show. So
you know who you are, Raymond?
Who's that?
You're like Elsa.
Elsa?
Right now. Yeah, Elsa. You're not letting anyone in. You're afraid
she's
to
very
be the,
closed off, Elsa?
Yeah, you're afraid to be the good girl that you what? That's how you're trying to be right now. I need you to let it go. Just open up.
I see.
You're all, by
you
yourself.
That, right? You know, I never saw that movie, so.
What?
I'll
Frozen?
Take your word for it. Yeah, I never saw it.
Well, why would he see it? In actuality, why would he see it?
So you bring up an excellent point.
I mean, he doesn't have kids. We're uncertain if he has a girlfriend or not, so why would he see it?
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Would you, be the Raymond you're supposed to be.
But if you didn't have children, would you have seen this movie?
Probably not.
No, there you go.
Exactly.
There
exactly
you go.
That. So you know what? I defend Ray with this one.
At any rate. If you could guarantee a Super Bowl win.
Yes.
But it meant of your children.
You don't need to go further. I'm done. Yes.
But it meant one of your children failing an important class. Would you sign up for it?
Well, I guess we know Dave's the class.
I mean, stop it.
Vital. The class is vital.
But what do you mean vital?
Like he's going to get left back in second grade if he doesn't pass it?
Yes. Oh, come on. Well, okay, Rick, what class could be that vital that if your kid doesn't do well in it, I mean, the trajectory of their life changes?
I don't know, but Raymond is making it sound like it's absolutely vital.
What does that mean, Ray?
You are harming your child by your team winning a Super Bowl.
Well, my answer is no, then.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in.
Well, one of you is a good father.
I'm not harming the child.
You know what? I've tasted four of these, and I'll taste another. He's never tasted any, so it doesn't matter to him.
Yeah, I can tell by your size you've tasted quite a bit.
You know what? Now, eat it again. You know what? I'd put on 50 pounds if the Giants win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Gladly.
Gladly is right. Gladly, and I would eat my face off.
You already got a big face.
Give me all your money!
Is this a robbery now?
Was that a drop or was that new?
That was him. That was all him.
That was the Omno Bumpkin voice right there.
That was the Bumpkin voice. Back and better than ever.
I'm no Bumpkin! Give me all your money.
We'll turn that around shortly.
Thank
Great.
You.
Number two. What athlete would
Hang on,
you...
I'm just enjoying. Let me light a cigar. The victory of my Super Bowl. Continue.
Yeah, while your kid's messy in the basement sleeping.
As poor Alex is held back
it's
a grade.
It's in seventh grade. I mean, come on. It's reclassing. It's a bonus. It's a blessing.
Right.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. You know what? This will be good for him.
It builds character, is what you're telling him. What athlete would you love to trade lives with? Current athlete, I would assume.
Current?
Well, let's say any athlete.
I would say Rick. I mean, get paid to do nothing like
wow.
that.
Wow.
Jeez.
Such a bad guy.
Is that wrong?
Awful guy. Oh, that's a great question.
This is a good question. So give me all your money!
They can't be retired, right?
That's why he said active.
Oh, no.
I got mine.
Who?
Oh, maybe not.
What do you mean, maybe not?
I'm between Mahomes and Burrow.
Burrow would be a good one.
RJ, are we keeping this to active athletes?
Yeah. Right. Let's keep it to active.
Keep him active?
Because you're going to say, I mean, who wouldn't say Tom Brady?
Well, but he's not active. But he's
well,
also
that's what
older.
I mean. If we don't take active, I mean, Tom Brady, come on. Guy's thinking about turning down a
I could go Connor McDavid.
That's who I was thinking about going with.
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes, though.
Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Connor McDavid would be a tough sell.
Unless
just
you
because,
really
just
stink.
Because it's Edmonton.
Because
But unless you
Edmonton.
Really stink at this game, your answer is going to be good.
Well, yeah, but it depends on what you're looking for here, though. Like, could you imagine being Jimmy G in Vegas right now?
Yeah, but don't you want to try to win?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's why Burrow would be such a good answer. But then you're in Cincinnati.
Give me all your money!
Oh, you are such an idiot.
But I'm your idiot.
How about Aaron Judge?
Yeah, not a bad one.
King of New York just signed a huge $360 million deal.
One.
I was trying to think of a golfer, but I can't even think about a golfer I'd want to be
Bryson
right now.
Bryson DeChambeau.
No, he got all skinny again. He's back to his normal size. All right, let's stick with Judge. I'll go with Judge.
Judge is good. Mahomes good.
Burrow's really good, too. I almost went Burrow.
Burrow's a good one. Josh
Allen.
He's a good
guy. He's going to get paid big. Maybe I'll go Burrow. Give me Burrow.
You going Burrow?
I'm going Burrow. He's handsome.
Joe Burr.
He's going to get a humongous deal.
Judge got the humongous deal, though.
Yeah, but he's going to get a bigger deal than Judge.
So you prefer to be a football player than a baseball player?
Yeah, but
you
see, that's
baseball. You got to go baseball.
Yeah, I'm going Judge. Give me Judge. Plus, it's 360. All right, but it's 360 guaranteed, too. That's 360
that's
guaranteed.
The thing. Yeah. That's the thing. It's all guaranteed. No matter what happens.
Nobody is more wishy-washy than
Listen, no matter what happens, he's getting every cent.
And I'm humongous.
And he's humongous. Speaking of humongous.
Would you want to shower with me if I was that size? No.
Speaking of humongous, if every time you had sexy time,
yes,
but it meant one day off the end of your life, how often would you choose?
I'd be
dead
already.
Do I know when I'm going to die?
Look at the size of you. Probably soon.
All you know is that it's taking off a day.
If I die, you wouldn't even know what to do with yourself.
That guy, you know exactly
what
I'm doing.
In some little way, I almost hope to die just to see what happens to you.
He dies.
I think we all know how that would end. Hey, John, it's Rick. I'd like to tell you that I'm officially quitting.
Little piece of me. If
Who
I go,
the hell are you?
I hope it's soon. So you really have to make life decisions.
I need sex.
So, no, really, with this question, do you know when the end date is? So every time you
have some
sexy time. It brings within a day now. No, you have no idea.
All you know is that it takes a day. That day could be tomorrow.
So what's the question, though?
Every time you had sexy time equals one day off the end of your life.
Okay, but what do I get? What do I get in return?
What do you mean, what do you get in return? You get sexy time.
What's the question, though?
Would you give up sexy time is what you're saying, right?
How often would you choose it? If it came to that. Every time you had sexy time, it meant one day.
Let's just say for argument's sake, you're weekly. That's now 52 days.
52. Gone.
Gone. And that's every year. So now you're 10 years. That's a year and a half of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't give it up. I choose sexy time.
I mean, daily sexy time?
Well, this is with a partner, right? Like, this is not... Because Dave would have been dead 10 years ago if this was by yourself.
All right, I'm done.
I don't even...
Weekly, yeah, of course,
you know what? The fact that RJ thought this was a good idea shows you how ill, in fact, he is.
I'm picking... Raymond, you know my answer.
I love it.
I'll take a haircut.
I love
back
it.
End.
You're Ivan Drago.
He dies.
By the way, because I'm the only one that can do reads and is a professional enough to do something like this, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM, New York.
Give me all your money.
Give me all your money.
All right, Dave, let's go back to more your ballpark then. Would you permanently trade all the head? Oh, I'm sorry. Would you permanently never.
Never.
Would you permanently trade all the hair on your head, that includes facial hair and eyebrows, for a championship of your favorite team?
How long am I trading it for?
Till it grows back, I assume.
If I trade the hair, do I get the other stuff that you mentioned first or no?
That's totally my fault.
So I eliminate beard, eyebrows, hair on my head.
Everything. There's no hair.
But it grows back in due time.
No.
What do you mean no?
It's gone.
I'm clarifying.
No, it's gone. You're like powder. You had nothing.
You never have it?
Gone.
I couldn't do that now.
No. I'm a no.
You're a no.
I'm a no. I get no eyebrows and no hair.
So your kid's suffering. Totally okay.
Why is it a suffering? Like you never failed a class?
I can't say I ever failed a class to get left behind. No, sir.
Come on.
I can't say that I had that happen.
Come on.
That's traumatizing for a child.
How much suffering is it for the kid to fail a class?
Oh, my God. Well, no, but he said, up. But the question wasn't fail a class. It's the class that he fails keeps him back.
It's an important class.
So let me ask you this, Rick. Let me ask you this. Kid, whatever the holding back whatever it is in school, or you have to take all the hair on your head, beard, eyebrows gone. Which would you choose?
This
Forget about a team doing
this. This is not a fair question.
It's a great question.
Yeah, what does this happen, though? If he passes the class, does this springboard him on to what?
Whatever his life was going to be. You know what? There's something. How about resiliency?
I would give it up.
You'd give up all your hair?
For my kid, yeah.
All right.
What about you, Dave?
No chance. He wouldn't get. What do you mean? He wouldn't give it up. And there's no way.
No, I'd look like an idiot.
You stay back. It'll be okay. I need my hair.
Yeah, but you still have Sherry. Everything is great.
No, because I look like I wouldn't leave the house. I'd look awful.
You look like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, no, and I don't want that. And you apparently want to look like Dr. Evil.
All right.
For my kid, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Are you done,
Raymond?
That's it.
That's the last one.
Ray, would you give up all your hair for a championship?
Have you seen my hair?
Oh,
wow, like, can't do that.
So you would not.
It's vital.
And he's still single. And he's still single. Raymond's
not
walking around.
I need it at this point.
Raymond goes to for a mall steak with no eyebrows, beard, or hair.
and the police arrest him.
Yeah, they'll throw me out.
And by the way, I go hairless. My wife could leave.
I doubt that. If she hasn't left at this point,
yeah,
it's not going to happen.
She loves my hair.
What's it called? Like Stockholm Syndrome? So she won't go anywhere.
You don't even know what Stockholm Syndrome is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You spent too much time in Sweden.
Is that when you spent too much time in Sweden?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.